Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the third day of Iyar, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Gimel Iyar. Masechta Masaita Perek Sheni, Mishnah Gimel. It says in the Parsha of the Saita, in the Chumash, in Parsha's Nosai, V'chosav es ha'olois ha'eleb ha'koyen ba'sefer. The Kohen should write these curses in the Sefer, in a parchment. And he should dissolve it into the waters. From this pasuk, we learn that the Kohen writes the words that he actually used when he made the lady swear, the woman swear, the Sota. And he would write it on a megillah of cloth, of parchment. And we're going to have a machlokes here as to what is meant by ha'olos ha'ele, these curses that the Kohen writes in the megillah. Says the Mishnah, the Kohen would come to write the megillah for the husband, so that he can administer, dissolve it in the water. But from which psukim? Where does he start from to write the parsha? That he's going to write on this megillah, on this scroll. Answers the Mishnah. The first opinion is me'im lo shachavish. We're going back from the part where it says, if no man has slept with you, then you will be innocent from these waters. But if you have gone astray in taking someone instead of your husband, that he would write. That's what the Kohen would write. But the Kohen would not write the instructions. That was not part of what had to be written. He wouldn't write, for example, says the Mishnah, the words, that Kohen shall make the woman swear. He would skip that out because that's only the commanding. It's only the instructions the Torah is giving to the Kohen that he should make the Sota give an oath. V'choisev, he would write then, he continued to write, Yitein Hashem oisach la'olo v'lishvua. If you have sinned, then God will make you a curse and a shvua and a source of swearing. People want to swear, they'll say, I swear by that if I did this, this should happen to me like that Sota, etc. Uvo ha'maim ha'ma'orim ha'ele b'me'ayich, and these waters that bring the curse on you will come into your stomach, into your intestines, latpuz beten v'lantpul yorech, to make the belly swell and the thighs totter or fall. And that's where he would finish. That's all he would write, says Rabbi Meir, or the Tanakhama. Ve'eino kosev, but he would not write the end of the pasuk, the Omra Ha'isha Amen Amen, and the woman shall say yes, yes, or Amen Amen. That's really just telling us what the woman has to do. She has to accept these warnings, or that the Kohen writes. That's according to Meir. Rabbi Yossi says Lohoya Mafsik. He wouldn't interrupt. He'd start straight the whole thing. He'd start from, if no man has slept with him, amen, amen. And he would write the tzavah, the instructions as well. The Kohen shall make the woman take an oath, and the woman shall answer, amen, amen. Everything would be written. Rabbi Huda says, he's the middle opinion, kolatzme is an expression. What all he has to write is, Hashem will make you a curse or source of curse in amongst your people when Hashem will make your belly swell and your thighs totter. The other way around, actually, your thighs will fall and your belly will swell. And he would also write, and these waters, the waters that bring the curse shall enter you, and to make the belly swell and the thighs fall. Ve'enoi koisev ha'avamrish amen amen. He would not write the ending, which says, and the woman shall answer, yes, I agree. How does Rabbi Huda learn this? Rabbi Huda learns it because the pasuk says, ve'kosav es ha'olei so'ele, he shall write these curses. Rabbi Huda holds that the kavon of the Torah is to the shvua of the Allah alone, meaning the shvua on the oath, that the oath has to come, that the curse has to come. But the Tanakhama is of the opinion that ha'olos includes all the things that the Kohen makes the Sota swear. Rabbi Yossi Darshan's es ha'olos comes to include also the instructions, tzavois, the kabbalos, etc. All that is part of what has to be written. Rabbi Yossi, who's a lach like the Tanakhama. Tanakama, which means basically he just writes the oath or the curses part of it, but he doesn't say, he doesn't write the instructions. Says Mishnah Dalit. Our Mishnah continues to talk about the dinim of a Megillah of the Sota, the scroll of the Sota gets written for it, which gets dissolved into the water, and it comes to teach us upon what material can the Kohen write the Parsha, the Megillah, that section. Enochos of the Kohen was not able to write the Megillah Sota. Le'alo Luach, he couldn't write it on a wooden board, nor on a piece of paper. Some say we're talking about paper made from grass. Others say it's maybe made from worn-out clothes. V'layla difter, nor can he write the Megillah on leather that hasn't been properly worked. Ella ala Megillah, it has to be in a proper Megillah, on a cloth, on a parchment that's been properly tanned or worked, and it's called a type of parchment that you could write a Sefer Torah on. It has to be kosher for writing a Sefer Torah. How do we know? How do we know that? Shnamo ba-sefer, it says the Kohen shall write these curses in a sefer, and a sefer, when it uses the word sefer in the Torah, it means a cloth, it means a parchment, which has already been a type of parchment that you can roll. Ve'en a kos of lo'el ba'kumas, but you cannot write the Megillah, and a kumas means a bark of the tree. Ve'lo ba'kankantom, nor can he use a dye or a pigment made from water that has a bit of a copper base in it. Ve'lo b'chol davash roshem, nor can he use anything that leaves a permanent mark in the cloth, and it will not be, we're not capable of being washed out. How do we know that? Shenamra umocha. Umocha means he shall dissolve it into the waters. From here we learn, ksav sheyachol umochek. You can only use writing or an ink which is capable of being totally immersed in the water or totally obliterated in the water. Only that type of things you can use. You can't use things that will leave permanent marks.